8 days down, 2 to go. Two of Swords. Let's get it. The Fallen Sun, Strength and Justice. In Libra, Diminished and Fire. Dependent on relationship for identity. For 8 days, it has moved through the Two of Swords. The Moon's face, forcing solar will through lunar indecision. Thursday brings the crossing at the 10th degree. The Wandering Moon, the High Priestess, was wandering through Justice for 2 days, Death for 2 days, Temperance for 2 days, Devil for 2 days, and will finish up in the Star, which is Aquarius, preparing to leave as the Sun reaches the threshold. The ruler of this fallen Sun herself compromised in Virgo, the Hermit, the exiled Empress, Venus in Fall, working through the Nine of Pentacles, cultivating sovereign solitude while her Sun child struggles with the relational paradox. The cycle opens with paralysis through symmetry. The High Priestess in Justice mirrors the Sun's dilemma, creating an echo chamber where every argument has a counter-argument and every choice feels like betrayal. The fallen Sun, lacking vital heat, cannot burn through this fog. Strength becomes restraint disguised as wisdom. The Lion tamed into inaction. Venus in the Hermit's Nine of Pentacles whispers, withdraw, perfect yourself first. The Empress in Fall cannot guide her Sun toward resolution because she's learning that beauty must be cultivated in solitude first. Intellectual stalemate disguised as maturity. Two people weighing the same question makes the fog thicker, not clearer. The emotional field ruptures. The High Priestess plunges into death and the Two of Swords becomes unbearable. What seemed like restraint now feels like cowardice. The Moon in Scorpio demands, what truth are you leaving to rot beneath your balance? The blindfold becomes willful ignorance. Death strips away pretense and reveals the smell of decay. Relationships in limbo, truths unspoken, endings already occur but unacknowledged. The Two of Swords is holding vigil over a corpse. Venus intensifies her lesson. You cannot cultivate beauty by pretending rot isn't rot. The suspended decision isn't preventing harm, it's preserving decay. The Moon rises into Temperance, offering the alchemical path. Transformation. The middle way, tempering extremes. She pours water between cups, promising synthesis through philosophical perspective. But Temperance reveals a trap. Alchemy requires material to work with, and suspended decisions provide nothing to transform. You cannot temper what you haven't chosen. The fallen Sun feels the invitation but cannot accept. Temperance requires movement. The Two of Swords is stillness. Venus understands perfectly. Harmony cannot precede wholeness. The Sun wants synthesis without dissent. Philosophy cannot transmute what hasn't been honestly faced. Temperance becomes sophisticated avoidance. The trap becomes visible. The High Priestess and the Devil reveals that the Two of Swords itself is the bondage. Indecision is a choice to remain chained to the fantasy that waiting will produce a third option without sacrifice. The Devil shows the material cost. Time calcifying. Relationship freezing into resentment. Strength without fire becomes endurance without transformation. The Lion convinced its cage bars are wisdom. The Moon asks, are you trapped by fairness or fear of being seen as unfair? What attachment are you serving? The Empress, still in the Nine of Pentacles, knowing self-sufficiency is not isolation and perfection is not wholeness. The Devil tempts with comfort of the known prison. The core attachment is to the appearance of fairness, not the reality of choice. The emotional field achieves altitude. The High Priestess in the Star sees the entire pattern and offers clarity. This isn't false hope. It's the ability to see painful truth as structural necessity, a Saturnian lesson waiting beyond Thursday's threshold. The star's gift is detachment without disconnection, that Thursday's crossing into the Three of Swords, Saturn's deacon, isn't punishment but the introduction of reality. The sorrow will be real, but the pain will be clean, divorced from the paralysis and delusion. The Empress completes her refinement, not finished but fortified. She has become the unshakable foundation, her lessons crystallized. You have cultivated your garden so the storm of truth cannot destroy you. The clarity of Thursday cannot touch what was built in sovereign solitude. The moon prepares to depart as Thursday arrives, her emotional education complete. Justice, death, temperance, devil, star. The path that transforms thresholds from catastrophe into initiation. The star offers perspective without paralysis, hope without delusion. The blindfold slips, light appears. The star's hope isn't a wish for better options, it's the strength to see painful truth as necessary. This has been a story of a fallen son learning what indecision costs. The last 8 days, strength tried to maintain justice through the Two of Swords, seeking harmony built on avoidance. The fallen son, depending on others for identity, could not make a choice that would disappoint or reveal partiality. The moon went through emotional education. Justice mirrored the paralysis, thickened the fall. Death exposed the rot beneath restraint. Temperance offered alchemy but required engagement first. Devil revealed indecision itself as bondage. Star gave altitude, clarity, and the view that makes painful truth bearable. Venus withdrew into the hermit's wisdom, cultivating the self-sufficiency required to face truth. Her work became fortified, the unshakable foundation, the sanctuary that makes the storm unbearable. 2 days remain. The sun approaches the 10th degree of Libra. The moon departs. Venus stands in her fortified garden. The Two of Swords is completing, not resolving. It's teaching delivered. Suspended decision is limbo, not wisdom. Paralyzed fairness is avoidance, not justice. Blind balance is denial, not peace. Thursday brings threshold, not resolution. The crossing at the 10th degree, the end of the moon's face, the entry into Saturn's domain, the Three of Swords, the Lord of Sorrow. Reality entering the equation. The sorrow will be real, but the clarity will be clean. You held the Two of Swords for 10 days, not because you couldn't choose, but to learn what indecision costs. You tied the blindfold yourself. Thursday, you take it off. Not because you're forced, not because you found the right sword, but because the Two of Swords taught you everything it can. The moon has done her work. The sun has endured its trial. The Empress built the sanctuary that makes sight bearable. Thursday arrives as a threshold. The Two of Swords releases you. The blindfold falls, vision returns. Whatever you see it clearly, finally, with the star's blessing and the Empress sanctuary behind you. The 10 days are complete. The teaching is delivered. Thursday is a day away. The Two of Swords bows and steps aside. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Like, share with a friend, coworker, neighbor, person at the grocery store. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself, balance your energy.